From Global's newsroom at 12. Investigators from the UK have arrived in India to help out the team looking into Thursday's plane crash that killed all but one of the 242 people on board. Here, there's been a minute of silence for the victims at the King's official birthday parade in central London. Iran has started its retaliation on Israel after attacks on key nuclear facilities. Missiles have been fired overnight, with people told to take cover in bomb shelters in several cities. Former British diplomat Lord Ricketts explains how Israel's president wants to stop Iran from building a nuclear weapon.
For years he was held back by American presidents, and also concerns that perhaps Israel didn't have the military capacity, and with Donald Trump in the White House, Netanyahu I think feels absolutely empowered now to do this.
Police officers have had fireworks and bottles thrown at them during a fifth night of violence in Northern Ireland. The unrest started following an alleged sexual assault in Ballymena and has now spread to Portadown. Some homes have been flooded in Kent after major thunderstorms last night. The Met Office says 30,000 lightning strikes were recorded too, but most of them were over the sea. And David Beckham says he's really proud after being made a Sir. He's been recognised for his services to sport and charity. Roger Daltrey and Gary Oldman have also been knighted.
Weather.
Rain and thunder in the north, sun and showers in the south, highs of 25. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Kickabout.
Radio X.
Kick about Saturday afternoon now. Toby Tarrant in for Johnny Vaughan. Do you know, hearing that big drum on that?
Yeah.
I watched the repair shop the other day.
Oh, yes.
Which never fails to amaze me, the repair shop.
I like watching it when they repair musical instruments.
Well,
because they've done a few guitars, and I play guitar, and I'm always watch that guy.
Well, that's why they repaired a massive drum.
Oh, did they?
That this sort of local band had used for years,
right,
and it had slowly fallen apart.
Yeah, yeah.
But the repair shop, it dragged you in every time. You chuck it on, a bit of background telly while you're making a cup of tea, and this northern bloke comes on,
yeah,
going, "Oh, by God, my drum's broken."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, "I'm not going to watch this."
No.
Half an hour later, I'm crying.
Yes, that's right.
Because they repaired this, guy, and he's going, "Thank you very much for repairing my drum."
Yeah, I know. and he's just lost his father. There's always some
his
tragic
father taught
aspect,
him to play the drum.
That's right, yeah.
And
yeah,
there I am,
yeah,
half an hour later, crying because they've repaired, yeah, a drum.
I know.
Anyway, sorry, I digress. Believe it or not.
They don't do that in car garages, do they?
No.
No, just giving him an MOT. No, it's ready to go.
They'd still scam
Start
you.
Crying. This was my mum's car.
They'd still scam you.
They would.
You take in, you know, your Honda Jazz and they're kicking the tyre and go, "You know, my dad gave me this car just before he passed away." And they go, "Yeah, that's going to be $6,000, mate."
Yeah, yeah,
nothing,
yeah,
I can do. Nothing,
yeah,
I can do.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Saturday afternoon. Believe it or not, this is a sporting show and we've had the good and the bad. But soon, be ready to avert your gaze as we try and look at the ugly. That is on the way, but right now, this is Oasis, The Importance of Being Idle, on Radio X.
Radio X.
Time. He said so.
is the importance of being idle on Radio X on your Saturday afternoon, and I am duty-bound at this point to point out that Oasis are doing live shows this summer, and they're getting quite close.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, haven't you heard?
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oasis? Oh.
Yeah.
What, they're getting back together?
Yeah.
Good God.
That's amazing. If we don't mention it, our boss, we get fired.
That's right.
Yeah, we all get fired. So.
And beaten.
And
with a bamboo stick.
I don't know if you've been following my career, Gavin, but I need this gig. It's not like I'm fending off other offers. This is really all I've got.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm about to enter contract negotiations. I was like, what could I possibly negotiate? They've got me by the short
what
and
leverage?
Curly.
Yeah. The guys at QVC have been chatting to my agent. You guys, bro, you need to move fast.
Yeah, exactly. They know they've got me. Anyway, let's take a look at the ugly of the sporting week. And Gavin, it would be an honour if you would actually lead on this.
I'm happy to go ugly here.
Please, Toby.
I was going to bring up Tuchel's mum, since he did.
Yes.
I will say quickly, that's a dangerous thing to do in this country.
Mm.
Because crowds sing things in this country.
Yeah.
And there is a rule, generally, you don't bring up people's mums.
Yeah, that's true.
Dangerous from Tommy.
When Jurgen Klopp signed his contract extension and then basically, just as in a casual throw of remark in an interview, said, oh, I spoke to my wife and she loves it here.
Yeah.
Liverpool fans sung her song.
Of course they did.
Yeah,
that's going to happen.
Yeah, Tuchel, you've got to be very careful.
Very careful. But I'm going to defend Tuchel. Because the game against Senegal, who were obviously playing for a win, they played brilliantly.
Yeah.
And it meant something. They were, falling to the ground.
First African side to beat England.
First time, yeah, absolutely brilliant. But I've just got this. This is a tweet from Oliver Holt from the Mail. He says, it seems absurd we've resuscitated this pathetic, defeatist, self-pitying narrative about the England shirt hanging heavy on the shoulders of the players. Southgate got rid of all that. We have sunk back into it in record time. I'm thinking, did you watch that game? This is a training match where he made 10 changes to, have a look at some players.
Yeah.
After 90% of those players had played 60 matches all season.
Yeah.
They're exhausted.
Yeah.
They're all looking at their contracts and checking what holidays they're about to go on.
Yeah.
That game meant nothing.
And it was the Senegalese players' FA Cup final.
By miles.
And
they deserved it. Well, they deserved to win. They played really well.
It always amazes me that...
But how can you read that much into a game like that?
It was a pointless game. The same journalists all week had basically been writing articles along the lines of friendlies don't matter.
Right.
And then England
until
lost.
Until you lose,
And then it's the biggest catastrophe ever.
But also, international managers, not just England managers, they don't really get to put a team together.
No.
They get to check who's available every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And throw a game together quickly.
That's it. He did mention, so Tuchel mentioned his mum because he said she doesn't like Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, she says he's too aggressive.
Because he kicked a water bottle.
Right.
I love that. Because presumably she's been watching her son manage for years now and watches all his games.
Sure.
And the idea of a mum just, like, the things that you see footballers do every week.
Right.
But she's gone, I thought it was very... very naughty when he kicked that water bottle. Yeah, it is an international elite level football mum. Things like that might happen occasionally.
Didn't Ranieri at Chelsea, his mum kept saying, you've got to pick Damien Duff. You've got to pick him. He's brilliant. And she was right.
He was brilliant.
Damien Duff was amazing.
Always listen to your mother.
Always.
I think
all managers should bring their mums to work.
Yeah.
I really do.
I think
everything would be better.
I think so. Yeah. You'd be on your best behaviour.
Can you imagine Fergie's mum?
Oh, very cute.
I mean, it's like, imagine someone tougher than Fergie, because that's automatic.
Yeah.
If it's his mum, she intimidates Fergie.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
just
how tough
dragging
that woman
him by
is?
His ear across the pitch?
Can you imagine? Telling him to tell Roy Keane to calm down.
Yeah.
Because he's too aggressive.
Roy Keane would as well absolutely fold like a deck of cards.
100%.
This is Sam Fender, a little bit closer on Radio X.
Panic attack, the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back was a well-unsung.
Radio X.
Out of the Black on Radio X. If you're just tuning into the Kickabout, this is our Le Mans 24 special.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So if you're a big fan of Le Mans, then on Global Player right now, you can rewind back to the start of the show, but we've been covering Le Mans pretty much wall-to-wall for the last hour and 20.
So, Radio X, the home of endurance racing.
Thank you. In a few moments' time, I'm going to be showing you my ugly...
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like. From real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You stepped it up, I think, for an energy company. So well done.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
Those dark nights and dim-lit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Cars make all kinds of sounds. Sounds that reassure, sounds that excite, and sounds that embarrass the kids when you drop them off at school. Stay on top of things with eBay. Enter your reg to find the right parts for your car. And with eBay Assured Fit, you can return them for free if you need to. Sounds like my chauffeuring days aren't over yet. eBay, things people love. Eligible parts. For full terms, visit ebay.co.uk/EAF.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground. Milk frothed. Shots pulled. Velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Succulent teriyaki chicken kebabs, caramelizing in a rich, tangy miso honey glaze on the barbecue. We'll just leave that thought there. You keep cracking on with that to-do list. It's lucky we're just round the corner. Co-op. Owned by you. Right by you.
Selected stores subject to availability. See in store for details.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
The Kickabout.
On Radio X.
Radio X.
Cha, cha, cha. I'm on it, get on it. The troops are on fire. You know I need it. Much closer, I'm treading just a little. I'm a step on it, electronic. The troops are on fire. I'm much deeper, a sleeper. I'm waiting for the final trip. Come on in, get on it. I'm carving through a let up on my needed life potions. These drugs are just an hour away. Come on in, electronic, a polyphonic roster to the mortars. I'm fire, messiah by the animals. I'm on it, get on it. The troops are on fire. You know I need it. Much closer, I'm treading just a little. I'm one step on it, electronic. The troops are on fire. I'm much deeper, a sleeper, messiah body, and I'm off. Watch out, before you kill us all.
Arabian LSF. Radio X, and it's Saturday, and it's the kickabout. We've had the good, we've had the bad, we've had a little bit of the ugly, but there's some more ugly to come. And we're going to go to the tennis for this one.
What went ugly in the tennis?
I know. I'll be honest, I don't think I'm even fair weather tennis fan.
Right.
I'll sort of watch the final of Wimbledon if it's on.
Yeah, me too. And I'll watch the last two sets of the final.
Yeah.
Women's and men's, because the women's final can be really entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But, and then tweet as if I've watched the whole tournament.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah.
I'll say things like, Alcaraz's backhand isn't working today.
That's right. Or he's moving so well around the court.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a great tennis observation, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I always like saying that a tennis player is relentless and everyone just nods.
I like that. I like saying he's seeing the ball well.
Yeah.
That's a really good one as well.
Yeah. That's such a cricket term, isn't
it? It's any sport with a ball.
Yeah.
you don't see that in football. He sees the ball really well in football.
My mate Will, I bat at 10 for my cricket club. My mate Will bats at 11.
Uh-huh.
And he walked out to bat the other day with me and he looked at me. We hadn't even faced the ball yet.
Right.
And he goes, I might ask the umpire if that ball's regulation size. And I said, why? And he goes, because I'm seeing it very big. And proceeded to get bowled.
I like the confidence.
it was magnificent. Anyway, in the tennis, Fabio Fognini.
Yeah.
And Corentin Moutet. Tennis is the number one sport, I think, for you. I don't think there's any sport where you know the top four and then nothing else.
That's it. Yeah. It's a bit like golf in that way. The name recognition falls off.
And
it falls off into people that are making millions
of
every
pounds
every year.
Yeah.
Playing the sport.
I have literally got no idea if Fabio Fognini and Corentin Moutet are any good at all.
But they
were on TV, so they must be quite good.
Sure.
So Fabio Fognini lost in straight sets to Corentin Moutet. And they had quite a feisty game.
Fognini lost to Moutet,
Tennis, one thing I will say in defence of tennis, those players get really angry.
Angrier
than pretty much any other...
Well, it's a prima donna sport, isn't it? Because it's an individual sport.
Yes.
All the individual sports create a prima donna mindset, don't they? Golf player, tennis...
I always think, though, the rest of the season when they play in just, like, Nike tops and stuff, it's fine. I always think at Wimbledon, you can't have a full meltdown head to toe in white.
No, it's undignified.
It really is.
It is undignified. It's beneath the sport.
Yeah, and then go and sit down and eat a banana.
That's right, yeah. That's about as rebellious as it ever gets.
You can't smash a racket up when you're wearing head to toe white and then eat a banana.
That's right. Taking the banana skin and not recycling it, how rude you can get.
That's about as rude as you can get. Anyway, so at the end of the game, Fognini and, they walk up to the net.
To shake hands.
And Moutet, they shook hands aggressively, but Moutet, he wouldn't even look at him in the eyes, wouldn't even glance at him.
Right.
And Fognini said to him, in one of the great bits of audio picked up on camera, look at me, you little pig, you're a piece of look at me.
You little pig.
You little pig. Which is so much better.
That's literally seven-year-old playground
it's
insult.
It's great, though, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Yeah,
there's something way worse about being called a little pig.
It is.
Because in football, whenever the camera picks them up, it's basically you jeffing Jeff, or you're a mother Jeffer.
And in Spanish, it's that obvious famous one about madre.
Whereas I love that tennis players say, look at me, you little pig. It's a good put down in a way.
It's not bad.
The greatest put down of all time, isn't it?
Go on.
If somebody says something, right, and you look at your mates and you say, who's this clown? and do you know why it's the best put down of all time?
Why?
Because it's two in one. Because not only have you called them a clown, not even one of the well-known ones.
Right, you've made them an unfamous clown.
Who's this clown?
Who's the... Yes.
Fantastic. There's no coming back from that.
No, there isn't. You're right. Who is he?
until your lungs give out. Saturday, Radio X Saturday afternoon. It is Toby Tarrant here. And, well, the golf now, because you may have seen that it's been the...
Enough of the Le Mans chat.
Yes, yeah,
let's get on to the golf.
Shall we park Le Mans chat
for a bit? Yeah. Let's go into the pits for a second on all the Le Mans chat.
Nice. A time for a tyre change or something. the golf is the US Open.
Yes.
And... famously, the US Open is sort of the hardest one. They purposely make the conditions really difficult.
Right, and really blowy, like oceanside course.
Yeah, they make the holes really long, they make the rough really thick.
Silly bunkers.
There's a 301-yard par 3 this year.
A 301-yard
par 3.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, which is the longest in PGA history.
Right.
There's lots of videos going around this week of they'll drop a golf ball in the rough and show you that the ball just, you can't even see it, it disappears and stuff. And, I'll tell you what I've noticed over the years watching golf is when the conditions get even remotely difficult, like if it starts to rain or it gets a bit windy, they don't half whinge about it.
They do, don't they?
God, literally, you've got the best job in the world. You earn millions. Mm. You get to travel around the world.
And things go well for you.
Exactly.
Generally. The ball goes in the hole.
Well done. You finished tied 47th. Is £2 million.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. You haven't even got paparazzi chasing you around.
As soon as the conditions get a little bit more difficult,
they start whinging.
God, they whinge. I was watching Sky Sports News the other day. They were doing all the press conferences of all the big players. God, it's like somebody just told them their mum had died because the rough was a little bit thicker.
Toby, you should hear them talking about their injuries.
Oh.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Oh, does it hurt a bit?
Oh.
You know, you're not getting tackled.
Yeah, you're not
getting tackled. Although I would have that in golf. I would have tackling.
Yeah.
You've got to have some
rugby or football tackling.
Full-on rugby shoulder tackling.
Yeah.
No, obviously no spear
tackle. At some point.
No spear tackle.
During your 18.
Yeah.
You're getting tackled.
Say three times a round.
Yeah.
At three times during the round, you may or may not
get
very violently tackled.
Yeah.
And the tackler is going to just spring out of the woods from somewhere quite close.
So. Do you know the best time to do it?
When?
Would be when they're squatting down reading a putt.
I just get plowed into the ground.
Absolutely level.
And carried by a shoulder into the lake.
Planted into the lake.
What an ultimate dump.
One of those running tackles where they pick you up.
When they least expect it.
Yeah.
Plus, scary if you're going down the 18th and then you've only had two tackles.
Right.
So you know it's gone.
Yeah. Well, what if it goes to a tiebreaker like it did...
the playoff hole.
In the Masters. Yeah. But you've still both got a tackle due.
This could go down to the tackle. honestly, God.
They moan.
And I'm like, mate, you're really good at golf.
Mm.
Us mere mortals, because golf is the most infuriating sport in the world.
Designed to
your bad
you.
Day is still the best day of golf ever.
Ever. Yeah.
And yet, because
and you're paid a fortune, even if you don't win.
Yeah. Because things aren't perfect for once.
Yeah.
God, they kick up a fight.
They haven't paid for any travel.
No.
Any equipment.
No.
They literally get shown the first tee as soon as they arrive at any golf.
Walk a mile in my shoes, all right? So when I play golf, I've got to get a train there, lug my clubs around, maybe get a taxi at the other end.
You've got to pay for your drinks, your sandwiches.
I'm hungover as hell.
Exactly. Right? Let them try and deal with that.
I get there. Exactly, yeah. I've got to talk to my mates.
Right.
You've met my mates, Gav. Oh, I don't want to talk to them.
Not during a golf. Match.
God.
No.
And then you get there. I play some horrible local course that still charges me about £50.
It looks like scrubland.
Yeah, there's molehills everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, the green is in tatters.
Yeah, these guys are on carpets, aren't they? Even when they've made it.
They
difficult.
Have someone rake the bunker for them. And I'm sorry, is the rough a bit thick? My local course, they haven't cut the rough in 25 years.
God, it's like having a butler the whole time.
Exactly. So I'm sorry if the Greens are running a bit quick this week, guys. Sorry, Scotty Scheffler, that the rough's a bit thicker than you'd like. Try living in the real world, you snobs. This is Wet Leg, Catch These Fish. You'll catch my fish, Scott Scheffler.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful, do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
Catch These Fists, and if you've just tuned in to our Le Mans 24 special, then we're just going to put that on hold temporarily because it's time for Mexican Handbags. Yes, if you are new to Mexican Handbags, I really wouldn't worry about it.
No, they're quite obviously, they explain themselves, Toby.
They do, and I'll be honest, if after a couple you don't know what's going on, it's more of a reflection on you than us, actually. Mm-hmm. Shall I kick things off, Gav?
Go on, what have you got?
I've got the old Preston Paradox.
What's the old Preston Paradox?
That is when you say, just these, please, when you're paying for your shopping, implying that other people might only put some items down before whipping out a load of other stuff they had hidden about their person. That's from Cheshire Ian.
That's not what that's about.
What's that?
I know what that's about.
What is it?
That's about certain businesses that won't let you just buy what you've taken to the till, because they always want to sell you something else. It's, no, I don't want anything else.
It's my guess.
I just want these. Yeah. You know, it's the old upsell avoidance is what that is.
Like when you go and get a Subway and then they do it just as they're about to put it in the oven. They turn around. They sort of hold the sandwich like it's a hostage.
Right. You want to see this sandwich alive?
You want to add Monterey Jack cheese?
Anything else? Yeah,
and
exactly.
I go, I think I do.
Now I think I do. Hey, that's upselling. That's how upselling
works. Because they say, because you know once it goes in the oven, it's too late.
Yeah, right. I've got one here from Ian of Dubai. He gives us the old Aberdonian abstention.
What's the old Aberdonian abstention?
It's refusing tasty office treats in a group setting for fear of humiliation by slobbing it down your shirt or eating it in your usual beast-like fashion.
Yeah. I've had to do it before. When you know when you dress up smartly for an event.
Yeah.
every meal becomes...
Oh, it's a nightmare. You become like a prima donna.
Oh,
you?
My yeah, God. Yeah. Even though like 90% of the time I don't spill food down
right,
myself.
Right, but suddenly you're going to...
I'm convinced. Yeah, sure. Someone passes you a jam donut. You trying to kill me? What about the old Cardiff caddy?
What's that?
That is your doubles partner in a game of pool.
Yeah.
Who tells you what shot to make or what cushion to hit on the angle, even though they just miscued their last shot. That is so magnificent.
Because somehow they can see it better than you
Chris
can.
Chris Bolton. Yeah. When they go up and, you know, when they go and walk to the center, they put their finger, just one
yes.
finger.
Yes.
You want to hit it just about here.
That's right, yeah.
And you're going, no, I don't.
No. It doesn't look that way at all from my angle.
What else have you got for us, Gav?
I've got the old Hampton hop.
What's the old Hampton hop?
It's the bounce you do on the sofa as your significant other asks for something when you've already started the process of sitting down.
Yeah, Sam
Dolphins. That's a beauty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's
a good workout as well.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep doing it.
Especially if it's something they've already asked you to do earlier.
So you're meant
to take the bins out.
Right.
Your bottom gets just above the sofa and they go, did you take it? Yes, coming, dear.
They should have them in gyms called the Sofa Master.
Yeah.
And you just stand up and sit down a load of times.
Now, I don't know if it's just me being pathetic, but the other day in the gym, my mate said, do this, and you sit down on a bench and you just stand up and sit back down 10 times without using anything.
Right.
I was knackered.
That's the benchmark.
We need a machine for that. Send us your Mexican handbags for next week's show. Text us 83936, WhatsApp us on 0330 333 100 or email kickabout@radiox.co.uk. We've got more of your Mexican handbags on the way, and Muse is playing for you next.
At William Hill Vegas, Bonus Drop Boost gives you a daily chance to win. Drop your disc today for a chance to win and build your Friday multiplier. 3 days played doubles it, 6 days triples it. Are you ready for your free daily drop? William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. One a day random prize claimed by 2359 Winday. Valid 24 hours on selected games. T's and C's apply.
On Morrison's Market Street for this week's fresh weekly specials, get half price on British fillet steak. Now £25 a kilo. So, get out the pan, turn up the heat and whip up a storm in the kitchen. Go on, treat yourself and someone you really love to a delicious steak dinner. All without breaking the bank. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores subject to availability. Online may vary. Excludes Morrison's Daily. Was £50 per kilo. Ends 15th of June.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week. Week after. Or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Suddenly. Switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Summer's here, and so are our great last-minute getaways. Book a Jet 2 holiday for this June and save £200 per couple with My Jet 2. From the amazing Algarve to gorgeous Greece, we've still got great rooms available in our best hotels. Don't miss out. Book now. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. After natural protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
I know how I like to invest. That's why I choose eToro. Access to global markets, expert analysis, shared knowledge. On eToro, I pick my own investors.
Wait, what?
Pick my own stocks.
Choose your mix of assets or copy top performing traders. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-assets investment platform. Copy trading does not amount to investment advice. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well, you're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend.
Ready, I'm ready, go.
And check it out.
This is the Radio X Ignite.
It's dead.
Tonight from 7. Radio X.
Is Mew, Supermassive Black Hole on Radio X on the Kickabout, and we've got a final batch of Mexican handbags for you to enjoy before I say goodbye. Let's dive straight into
They've just come in fresh nice tray.
Fresh
from the
off
bakery.
The press.
Yeah.
The Old Armitage Concealment.
What's that?
When you're sat on the throne in a public lavatory and you're waiting for someone to fire up a hand dryer before you release the grip, that's to hide the embarrassing racket that you're about to make. That's from Gosport Bob.
Sitting on his own somewhere.
If there is no hand dryer coming, then a strategical cough.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe Gosport Bob needed longer than a cough.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a coughing fit.
Sometimes,
maybe, yeah.
if I've eaten something a bit spicy the night before, I'm like the guy that cheated on Millionaire. Tequin Whittock. That guy in there is coughing a lot.
Wow. That's hilarious. I've got the old pearly paparazzi.
What's the old pearly paparazzi?
This is from Jen in Manchester. It's when the courier takes a photo of your parcel on the doorstep, which almost always features your slippered feet or the dog's nose.
Jen in Manchester, yeah.
It's the closest, as you've opened the door.
It's the closest you'll ever come to being papped on your doorstep.
It really is.
What about the old Bordeaux Bobo Fett?
What's that?
When using a rucksack as your shopping bag and your big French stick protrudes out the top. That's from Robbie.
That's very good.
Like a lightsaber.
That's fantastic.
That's really nice.
I've got the old Salisbury Sibilance.
What's the old Salisbury Sibilance?
It's that elderly relative who adds an S to celebrity surnames. For example, Cliff Richards, Paul Gascoigne, and Rob Beckett. That's from Edna in Wakefield.
That's really fun.
My friend Jack, he's from Cyprus.
Yeah.
His uncle Bandelagis says the name Sean Connery, Shos Conneris. He adds loads of S's.
That's fantastic.
Shos Conneris.
Sorry. What was his uncle called?
Bandelakis.
That's the greatest name I've ever heard.
I know. The phrase Uncle Bandelakis always makes me laugh.
Is his name actually Uncle Bandelakis, but he always adds an S?
Yeah, probably. He asked him to help him out, sort something on his laptop, and he said, can you help jack my lamptos? She's broken. My lamptos. Fantastic. Great use of S's. Go on, what
about
you got?
The old Islington Ivanisevic?
What's that?
That mate who can't stop talking about playing paddle. That's John of Welnick. I fear I'm becoming a bit of an old Islington.
Oh, yeah.
So you're that guy.
I'm a little bit in my midlife crisis. Who had 33 on the Toby Tarrant, when's the midlife crisis going to hit bingo card? Because I got a paddle racket for Christmas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Are you quite keen with it?
Oh, yeah. And the worst thing is, I'm bad at it.
Oh, man.
I'm keen
you might
and
as well take
bad.
Up golf. That's what
yeah,
all golf
exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll finish us off, shall I, with the old Peckham paranoia.
What is the old Peckham paranoia?
It's hearing a siren while driving and having to check if it's on a song or on the road. That's from Dave in Southampton.
Also, just whenever you're in a car, even if you've done nothing illegal in your life, but you're near a police car.
Yeah. Just turn the
music
down a bit.
I think I'm Pablo Escobar.
Definitely.
Have I got loads of drugs in the car? I don't think I do.
It's the one thing that's put me off being the head of a drug cartel.
Really?
It's the paranoia. No, it's all the moving.
Yeah.
Because moving house is a real pain.
It is.
And they've got to do it like once a week.
Oh, it's so true. Crazy. And you have to have it. And then as soon as you move into a new flat, you need to build like an underground tunnel.
Exactly.
Oh, do you know?
It's not worth it.
Not worth the faff. Mm. I'm going to stick to radio if that's okay with you.
I'd rather be less rich than that.
Yeah.
And not have to move over.
That's the worst thing about being in the lead of a drug cartel. It's the stress.
Yeah, it's all the moving. It's all the moving.
And on that note,
it's all the packing.
So hopefully you've learned everything you needed to know about Le Mans.
It's felt like 24 hours.
This has been The Kickabout. Johnny Vaughan is back next week. He'll return on Monday doing the 4 till 7 thang, and The Kickabout will be back in this time slot next Saturday. Thank you very much for having me. Toby Tarrant here. Have the most fantastic weekend. Gavin, always a pleasure, never a chore. Producer Harry, excellent producing as always. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye bye.
We passed upon the stairs. Spoken wasn't well, although I wasn't there. I said I was his friend, which came as a surprise. I spoke into his eyes, I thought you died alone, a long, long time ago.
work hard, you like to play hard. And no venue lets you play quite like Roxy Ballroom in St. Mary Axe. Two floors of booze and ball games, from American pool and karaoke to beer pong and tech darts. They really bring the playground to the bar. And it's all soundtracked by a massive rock and indie playlist. For your chance to win a £1,000 gift voucher for the ultimate night out at Roxy Ballroom, plus £1,000 in cash, head to radiox.co.uk. Over 18s only, please drink responsibly.
I know what I like to invest in. That's why I choose eToro. With over 7,000 assets, I can invest in big global British brands. Stocks.
Wait, what?
Local big global British brands. Stocks. Big local global British brands. Stocks.
Trade everything, from local brands to global giants.
Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today.
eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Wagamama when?
Okay, let's pick it up again next week.
Grab your lunch. I've got goss.
Oh, I'm there.
Oh. You forgot your lunch. Again.
All right, I've got a sweet chilli salad for you.
Cheers.
And here's the chicken ramen.
Right, tell me everything.
Wagamama.
Food is life.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Cars make all kinds of sounds. Sounds that reassure. Sounds that excite. And sounds that embarrass the kids when you drop them off at school. Stay on top of things with eBay. Enter your reg to find the right parts for your car. And with eBay Assured Fit, you can return them for free if you need to. Sounds like my chauffeuring days aren't over yet. eBay. Things people love. Eligible parts. For full terms, visit ebay.co.uk/EAF.
Standards. At William Hill Vegas, they matter. That's why Bonus Drop Boost, our free-to-play game, gives you a chance to win each day. That gets our stamp of approval. And when you play 3 days a week or more, you get a Friday boost. William Hill, Vegas, as it should be. One a day random prize claimed by 2359 Win Day. Valid 24 hours on selected games. Prize terms shown in win message. T's and C's apply. Play responsibly.
Running a business and keeping it in good shape means being able to see what's going on, even when you're on the move. With Square, the point of sale system, you get a brilliant user-friendly app that lets you manage and monitor your business anytime and from anywhere. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Well, thank you very much to Toby. Picking up the Kickabout shift this week. In for Johnny Vaughan. If you missed it, get the podcast now. Listen back on Global Player. If you are desperate, by the way, and in need of some Johnny Vaughan in your life, who's been off this week, this whole week, well, there is a bonus Johnny Vaughan 4 till 7 thing episode over at Global Player as well. Right then, welcome along. It's Polly James here. How are you? Keeping you company this Saturday afternoon. Hope you're soaking up some chill time, whether you're out in the sun. Maybe you're dodging the downpours in some areas. On a road trip or just lazing around with a cuppa in hand. Or actually, you know what? You might be gearing up to see these guys at the John Smith Stadium tonight, Huddersfield. Yeah, the Welsh boys are there this evening, ready to put on one heck of a show. To warm you up, a little loud, a little loose, and full of that weekend swagger you need. Phonics with C'est La Vie, right here on Radio X.
Yeah, you believe you're the king of the-